writer of that, that hymn, that carol, captures the truth powerfully. Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face. Wonderful image of the Lord Jesus being an example, the illustration, the perfection of God's light, God's love. And we'll read our final reading, which is from John's Gospel in chapter 1. John's Gospel in chapter 1. Well-known words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, and all through him, so that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. They were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I'll just spend a few minutes just to reflect on some of the verses that we've thought about and read and heard together. Christmas is a special time, a time that people enjoy. There are lights, there's decorations, there's food, particular food that we share. There are gifts that might be given or received. There might be music that's played, wonderful music that we have particularly at this time of year, carols that we've sung. And there's a whole range of them. Proper Christian carols speak powerfully of the Lord Jesus. They tell us about him and why he came, his purpose, why this Messiah, this baby that was born, was a saviour, the light of the world, the expression of love sent from God. There are a huge range of different hymns and carols. A lot of them speak of love. One such is written by a writer, a hymn writer called Christina Rossetti, and it's a hymn that says, "Love came down at Christmas." It was a poem, but it speaks of the Godhead, it speaks of worshipping, it speaks of love incarnate, love made flesh, love divine. And then it has the line, "Worship we our Jesus." At Christmas time we worship our Lord, the Lord Jesus, in his birth upon the earth. First reading we read from, as we've mentioned already, Adam and Eve had disobeyed God. They've been given this wonderful place with God in the Garden of Eden, perfect in every way, to enjoy, to share, to be able to walk and to converse with God. And yet they turned away from his clear instructions not to eat the fruit. They were tempted into sin by the serpent, who was the devil. And it all goes wrong. Adam starts to blame Eve for what he has done himself, that they ate from the fruit. And as a result, they are barred from the garden, put out. They can never go back into it. What they had, they have lost because of their sin, because of their wrongdoing. And as the generations go by, we see repeated wrongdoing continuing. It taints all people. Cain even kills his brother Abel. But God is there. God has care and concern for his people. He could have destroyed them all, but he has care for them. Even on Cain, he leaves a mark that he will not be killed. There's a blessing from God. And then we read of Abraham, a man who was faithful and trusted in God, tested to see if he would even put his own son to death. But God used it to see if his faith was real. And as it was, it gave him a blessing because he gave up his son to be prepared to be put to death. God would bless him, and from him all peoples across the generations would be blessed. Of course, there's the image there of Abraham giving a son like God gave his son. This blessing then in Genesis 22 goes on to all generations, to Gentiles and to Jews alike. A covenant was made, a covenant that was formed, a promise. And then we read in Isaiah, out of darkness, out of the lostness of death and of sin, a light would be shone, a light would come, a child would be born, a son. No ordinary baby though, a kingly baby. And again, through him all people will be blessed. He would be a baby, a king who would bless everyone through power, an everlasting reign of power, to be a comforter, a counselor. Wonderful words that we read that encourage us and strengthen us, that give us joy as we read them. His manner would not be like earthly kings. He would not come in and be aggressive and terrible, inciting fear in people, but yet would be gentle, would not break a flax, would not destroy or put out something that was suffering and going through difficulty. But yet, through that gentleness, that love, there would be power, there would be authority from God Almighty. Power to open eyes that were blind, to free those held in prison, to redeem and to restore. We could go through so many of the prophecies, as we thought in previous Sundays. God promised so many times that he would redeem his people, he would bring them back to him, even though they fell away and they sinned time after time, but he drew them back. Then into the New Testament read the announcement of a baby. Mary, this young, unmarried, virgin woman, would become pregnant. She would bear this child, and no ordinary child. She was to give him the name Jesus. God saves. He will come in. He will take on David's throne. Humble though she was, from a humble background, from an obscure part of the nation, this child would take David's throne forever. In verse 37 of Luke 1, we read that nothing is impossible for God. God can do anything that he wills. In our own lives, we might have known times when we seem to have faced great trials and difficulties, and God brought us through. Nothing is impossible for God. The couple then, Joseph and Mary, traveled to Bethlehem. They were called to be counted in the census. The Roman authorities have decreed that this will take place. And this woman bearing this kingly baby arrives there, but there's no wonderful palace, there's no warm inn, but a stable, cold, probably smelly, surrounded by animals. And yet, this baby is born. And the baby isn't just born in a quiet, obscure place, but it's a huge announcement. Angels fill the sky. People see it. Humble shepherds on the mountainside see and hear. They must have been terrified, overwhelmed by this tremendous announcement. But they obey the calling and they go down. They search out the baby and they see it. And they worship God and they rush out to tell others about this baby. And this sign isn't just seen by them, but across the whole area. Men in the East, wise men, men who have studied many, many things, especially the stars. We see the stars and they know it's an announcement of something special. They travel all the way to Jerusalem. They go to the head man, they go to King Herod. He must know what's going on. But he and the others in the land, they don't know, they don't understand. The wise men are led to the place where Jesus lay, and they bring these costly gifts, fitting for a king, fitting for a priest. They present it to the parents, and the parents must have been astounded and yet reassured as well of the promise that the angel had brought, knowing that it was true, it was real. And in the last of the readings we read, the Apostle John explains that Jesus is the Word sent from God, who is God, who came down, who brings who demonstrates God's love for us, who brings life for all those who will trust in him, who brings light to illuminate those of us who are in darkness. He will be the one who will go to the cross to give his life for us, to take upon himself the punishment for us, to free us, that we as prisoners may be freed from that dungeon of sin and of death and receive life with him. We become the children of God by his actions, by his adoption, his love shown to us coming down at Christmas. This wonderful time of year we can reflect and think about these truths and what we've received from them, the amazing blessing that we have. If you've never known that, then think about these things, meditate on them, listen to the readings, listen to the carols, think about why Jesus came, what did he do, and what will you do about it. Let's turn to our closing carol, which is hymn 206. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, brought back together because of Jesus. Hymn 206.